what is going on. Monday, we have two, count them, two showdowns today. We're going to be taking you through everything and see if we can't hit a big one. Last night, Vinny and I were about 6 points out of first for taking down the $33. The guy who took it down, I'm sorry to say that we didn't have kicker in the captain. He did. And yeah, and Devonta Smith fumbling last night, you just fucking killed us, man. So anyway, let's get into it right now. On a nice brisk Monday morning here. We're going to start first off. I don't know why the NFL has two of these games at the same time. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me personally. But I mean, this is kind of what we're dealing with. So we are going to start with Green Bay versus the New York Giants. This is a game that Green Bay should absolutely fucking dominate. We don't have any leverage stats out quite yet, but we do have some ownership projections, and we can kind of parse through everything ourselves and kind of figure it out. So, starting off, we've got some really interesting options. So it looks like Saquon is going to be the most popular captain. We've got Jaden Reed priced way up at 9,200. I assume that is because Christian Watson has already been ruled out for this game, so they had to adjust the pricing accordingly. The guy who seems to be getting a lot of run for the Green Bay, we'll start with Green Bay, is going to be Wicks, Dontavian Wicks. I really like the opportunities that he's getting at 5,200. It's a really good price for the type of volume that he is getting in the pass game. The only issue is that, you know, what kind of volume is he going to need? Now, despite what I think about Tommy DeVito, they have been able to manufacture some sort of offense and stay competitive in games. Unfortunately, he looks like he's playing a lot better than Daniel Jones, which is, I don't really know how it's possible, but that's where we're at right now, right? So we've got Wicks, I think, at a really popular, you know, we've got Jordan Love and Jaden Reed, both at about 15% captain ownership. A.J. Dillon, which, again, A.J. Dillon's just going to be a full fade for me. I just think the guy is not a very good football player. He's there, and he's priced at 8,600 because of the volume. It just, I'll pass. If somebody else wants to beat me, that's great. We can't play everybody in a showdown slate. I'm more than happy to get to somebody else. Romeo Doubs at 8,800 is, I think, it's interesting. I think Doubs would probably be my preferred captain over Reed, just because of the ownership discount you're getting on him. Tucker Kraft is priced way up at $4,000. I don't really have a lot of interest in him. So from the Green Bay side, I like Love, Reed, Wicks, and Doubs. I think they're going to throw the ball on the Chiefs or on the Giants a little bit. Then obviously kickers, right? I think this is a good kicker slate. Weather's not going to be bad. Carlson's priced up a little bit. So, you know, obviously take that into consideration. We've got some, when we look at the Giants side of the ball, we have some very interesting numbers we're looking at here. Obviously, Saquon looks like he's going to be the most popular captain at about 17%, but only being owned in the flex in the mid-40s. I think that's a pretty good opportunity in a spot that I would like to go. Wandale Robinson, priced at only 4,600. I think that's a fantastic play. I think that if you're really trying to build a larger field contrarian lineup, I think that Wandale would be a fantastic option at captain. I'm definitely going to get to that in some builds. Then you got Darius Slayton coming in at 14% owned. I mean, outside of Wandale, Barkley, and DeVito. So Barkley's you know, about 48%. Wandale's 38%. DeVito's 37%. It's just kind of a crapshoot. We got Sterling Shepard, 12% at $1,800. Slayton at 14% at $3,800. Bellinger, who, I don't know, $3,600, only 11%. And then Jalen Hyatt, priced way up. I think he's the guy to play, honestly. But he's only carrying about 9 to 10% ownership right now. So honestly, I think that is probably a really good spot to go to. Kicker, if you want to get the bulk, that's fine. 10%. These kickers being under, you know, 11% on both of them, that's definitely something I'm going to be taking a look at quite a bit tonight. We saw it work last night. It works a lot. People just aren't used to playing kickers on DraftKings, so I think that that's where sometimes things get lost in the shuffle. Yeah, just looking at this, it's going to be kind of tough for me. I think Jalen Hyatt is probably one of my favorite plays just because of the ownership and the volume that he's been getting over the past few weeks. I get that he's priced up, but like somebody that is that involved in the offense being owned at less than 10%, you know, we're playing showdown here. What you think about the Giants, I mean, that's completely irrelevant, really. I mean, we just have to look at volume and opportunities, right? And this guy he's getting the volume and he's getting the opportunities. I mean, even if you're playing the two-game, you know, slate today, which I think a lot of people might, I think he's a fine play. Like, I just don't know. I mean, he had 20 points last time out, 5 catches, caught a long touchdown. You know, it was a showdown slate, right? So, you know, he was only $1,800. Now he's 7,000. He's just involved in the offense enough. Now, the biggest question right now as I'm looking it up, is Aaron Jones. He's not showing up in any of these projections. The latest news coming out this morning is that while he's only listed as questionable, he is not expected to suit up. That was from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. So, you know, we're going to have to ride with him. Patrick Taylor, I think, is a nice punt option for a running back. I wish he was a little bit cheaper, but I don't think that there's a lot of guy. Like, there's enough value on this slate outside of the two really expensive guys in Love and Barkley that I think there's enough value where you're not going to have to find some of these guys. If you are looking for a really cheap option, I like either Heath or Toure at $800 or $200. There's no one really on the Giants that I want to play. Maybe if you want to play I don't hate Paris Campbell. You know, he just hasn't been really getting enough targets. Or Gunner. Gunner's an interesting option. He returns kicks. Maybe he takes one back to the house. I don't know. That's really just a jam play if you're trying to get, you know, some of your more expensive plays in there. So, all right. Let's wrap that game up. Kickers look great in that game. Really like Wandale Robinson and Jalen Hyatt in that game. My favorite captain in this game is probably going to be Romeo Doubs or Jalen Hyatt. So let's go to NFL SimRunner. Let's go pull up our... Okay. We go to our showdown single here, Tennessee at Miami. So we've got 16 projected points for... that's fine. We can run some with that. Not making any adjustments right now. I'm definitely going to wait till later so we can get some leverage. There we go. All right. So, big shocker, Tyreek Hill is the chalkiest captain that we have on the slate tonight. No surprise there. You know, we saw it. Everyone was on Zach Moss. Tennessee has a decent run defense. Okay. So, while I really love Devon Achane, or however the hell you say it, I'm concerned about that run defense. Now, Chan is a much more explosive player, so I think he's an interesting option, especially a captain. He's obviously capable of the nuke games, right? Kind of like Tyreek is. I really like Tua at captain. You're getting a significant ownership discount over Tyreek. People are not playing Tyreek in the flex spot. I actually like the build starting off with the Dolphins. If you flip and you go to, like, I'm just looking at it right now. If you go to, let's see. Yeah, we go Tua captain, and then Tyreek in the flex. Leaves us like just over $5,500 a spot, which I think we have some good value here to get to. Not on the Miami side so much. Love Miami's kicker, Jason Sanders, tonight. Huge fan. He's going to get extra points. He's going to get a lot of stuff, right? I think Durham Smythe is an interesting play at 2,000. If we're looking for punts, I think Chig Okonkwo for Tennessee at 4,000 is a nice option. I think Tajay Spears is an interesting play. We've got Braxton Berrios at 2,400. Another interesting. Westbrook Akeem, he's not a good football player, but he's going to be out there running routes. Like, it's just what's happening for them, right? So there's enough value where I think if you want to start your build with Tua captain and then Tyreek, we're seeing a very low captain ownership for Tua. I want some access to that, right? The next big question, if we're going over to the Indy side of the ball, is Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins, for that matter. Hopkins priced down very appropriately at 7,600. I'm surprised he's not getting owned more. Derrick Henry, there's this big, you know, push of, you know, Henry in December, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he's done okay the last 2 weeks. He's gotten around 20 points, but that's with two touchdowns each. He hasn't done a whole lot more. So he's really, unless they're going to get down around the goal line, which I don't know how much of that they're going to do tonight, that's a lot to pay for Derrick Henry. And I don't know how much you're going to pay him in the passing games. I really think that this is a good slate to take a shot on Tajay Spears. At 6,200, you're getting pretty good value for a guy who's getting a significant amount of workload, and he's only 14 to 15% owned, depending on the slate you're playing. So I think that, you know, in particular, I have a good amount of interest in Spears and Okonkwo, especially if I'm going to spend up on some of these premium Dolphins guys. And that allows you really the room. You know, you plug Jason Sanders in, you plug Okonkwo in, and then you plug Spears in. You know, you're going to leave some money on the table, but, you know, I don't necessarily hate playing a Dolphins D tonight. There's a lot of different ways you can kind of move it around. You can just, you know, have that be your only guy. And then if you wanted to jam, I think Raheem Mostert at 8,800 is a very interesting conversation to have for tonight. You know, obviously he's not going to get the work that Achane is, the explosiveness, but he is extremely fast, right? Yeah, I think that that's a really interesting play. Achane's at 10-2, and you've got Mostert down at 8,800. Mostert leads the league, or is almost close. McCaffrey did score yesterday. No, he did score yesterday. So him and McCaffrey are right there with tied for the lead with rushing touchdowns, right? So, like, I don't know why, and I get that Achane is the more expensive or explosive player, but Mostert at 8,800 and at 16% owned is just – that's just not enough, right? So he's a guy I'm probably going to be prioritizing, even though that Tennessee does have a decent rush defense. If you really want to get weird, you throw Mostert into the captain spot. Miami's playing at home. It's going to be a nice environment. Let's talk a little bit more about Tennessee. It's weird, man. I mean, Will Levis is way cheaper than most quarterbacks would be. I kind of like what I did last night with the Eagles and not playing a quarterback. Like, I wouldn't mind kind of trying to do something similar to what I did last night, is playing the team that I think is going to be losing's number one wide receiver at the captain, and then getting the other premium plays in around there. That was our lineup that almost took down the 33 yesterday. So I'm going to go back. I'd like to play around with that build. Look, interested to see what's going to happen once some leverage and ownership stuff comes out. And that should be a little bit later today. But that's going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you very much for hanging out. Hopefully everybody has a nice evening and enjoys both of these football games, even though the NFL, you know, put them out at the same fucking time. As always, guys, like, comment, retweet, follow. It's all really, really appreciated. Follow us over on Twitter or X, JJ McIntosh, at Notorious VJL, and at Joey Props. Thank you, guys. And have a great evening. Peace.